This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Well, with all these stocks doing nosedives, you've probably heard a lot of investment advice along these lines. Hold on. Stay in it for the long haul. Don't act rashly. Just ride this one out.
But instead, some people get out. Paul Kursek is founder and managing partner of K&A Asset Management. It's based in Napa, California. His company manages investments worth $110 million. And 2 months ago, he decided to sell all of his stock holdings.
We use a very strict set of research criteria. We got the strongest stock market sell signal we've had in many, many years in late October. We paid heed to it, and we started to liquidate. It took us actually until the third week in November to get everything sold. We sent a newsletter to all our clients that said, we've exited the building and that we're out of the market. And frankly, that's turned out to be one of the best calls we've made in a long time, because you know what's happened to the stock market since that time.
What I know about the stock market is everyone I talk to, every smart person, every investor says, this is a long-term operation. Stay in. You have to ride the ups and the downs.
You know, Alex, we used to say that too. You know, K&A Asset Management has been in business since 1998. And for the first several years that we were in business, we used that same party line that practically every other money manager uses. And frankly, it doesn't work.
But people say again and again, long-term, buy and hold, you're going to win.
Well, long term, how long do you want to go? Buy and hold was designed at a time when there was a lot less trading going on in the world. You know, America traded and then the world went to sleep. Today, the markets trade 24 hours a day, and your gains can get taken away from you in Asia tonight while you're asleep. When buy and hold was designed, everybody bought stocks for cash. There's so much leverage in these markets today, which is added to the volatility, which is added to the trading frequency, which is added to the dangers and the risks in the markets. If you're willing to just sit there and let the big boys whip you around, you're going to get whipped and you're going to underperform.
But if you have money in cash, you're losing money, aren't you? Because
inflation
is going to bite you.
No, I don't think so. I mean, from our perspective, and we were telling this to a group of clients today. I mean, I'm looking at the first 22 days of January, the market's already down almost 11%. Typically, the market doesn't move 10 or 11% in a year, and it's down that much in 22 days. Our models are essentially even at this point. So who's losing money? You know, we finished the year in 2007. You know, our models returned anywhere from 2.5 times the S&P 500's return. That was our worst model. That was our worst performing model, was actually a little over 2 times the S&P. And we still have those gains in the bank. Our clients still own that appreciation on their assets. So if you indexed, if you stayed in the market and you were only in the S&P 500, you've now lost everything you made in 2007, and you've lost part of what you made in 2006. We still own our 06 returns. We still own our 07 returns, and we haven't lost any money yet in 08.
Let me ask you this. You're an investor, right? You're
right.
An investment manager.
Right.
Doesn't it hurt you not to be in the market?
No.
I mean, doesn't it hurt
you? Not if
I'm
making my clients money. They love me for the decisions that we've made. And our clients call up and they say, thank you.
Have they called in the last 2 days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, I spent more time on the phone with clients today in thank you calls than I've spent in a long time. I'm not making any claims to be superhuman here. You're interviewing me because we made a call to go to cash. It's turned out to be exactly the right call. No one can dispute that. And we've been fortunate enough that that's how it works here at K&A.
Paul Kursek is founder and managing partner of K&A Asset Management, based in Napa, California. The only problem with his group is you need $250,000 to buy in. Paul, thank you.
Thank you very much.